it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
727 MVPP time. Max Thomas joins us. Good morning, Max.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing fine. Congratulations on your MVPP.
Thank you.
Stand-up, actor, writer, so director, impersonator, sketch performer, spoken word, improviser. Good God, man. When do you sleep?
I know. I was trying to do some of that tonight. I wish I had been there in the studio with you all. Thank you all so much for having me.
Well, no worries. I want you to tell everybody.
I like that he says that 727 is tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's performer. The morning for the rest of us, but
not
Max,
in his schedule. Max is a night guy. Preach Improv, what is it?
Preach Improv is a beautiful, like, exciting kind of like jazz mix of spoken word and improv comedy. We just take both of the art forms and then we just mix it up because we just believe that both of them deserve to live together.
And you fund this how? Because you want to make sure kids, you know, have an opportunity to express themselves, right?
Yes. So we believe in making it very accessible to everybody. We go around throughout the city and we put on workshops in the public schools, workshops through like After School Matters. And also a lot of times up until this point of our Steppenwolf show that's coming up on Friday at 8 p.m. That's the only time that our ticket price has gone up. $10 is usually $5 in a suggested donation, or a lot of times we'll do free shows.
Max been nominated for a Jeff Award, a 2019 Jeff Award for the play Blood.
Yeah.
I know you're an accomplished actor, but I assume you get probably your most joy out of working with the kids who might be the actors themselves someday.
Absolutely, it's amazing, and it's amazing seeing kids that are. That when you give them the freedom to express themselves through comedy, whether it's stand-up or spoken word or anything like that, that they know so much. They understand so much about the relationships that are going on in their house between their parents, also school clothing. They see these things. They are very observant, and that is stuff that they are able to understand at a very, very young age. I think that sometimes we get into this place where we just believe that children are ignorant and children don't know what's best. But just as you see, like, there's an organization created here in the city called Good Kid, Mad City, and those are all kids, high school kids from four of the schools that closed down in Inglewood. These are kids that are demanding, I want my school to stay open so I can graduate and I can go on to higher learning.
Hey, Max, is there one person that you can point to in your life that helped give you this opportunity?
I definitely would say my mom in a lot of ways, both my parents. I mean, my dad, he's worked at UPS for over 40 years and works the night shift. So he was always the guy that even though he's tired, he was willing. He changed his schedule so he could drive me to the comedy shows. My mom would vouch for me and go in with me and make sure that nobody would mess with me in terms of, you know, carding me and stuff. And would just make sure to tell everybody, hey, he's a performer and everything. And my mom would just give me that advice of, hey, you know what you're doing. Don't allow anybody to tell you that you don't already have your point of view. You do not already, you know, trust who you are. You know, so I would definitely say it's both of my parents, but my mom really helped me hone in on what is my voice.
You know, that's great because if your mom is in there essentially acting as your bouncer, your manager, and your agent, that's pretty good.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't crush your mom.
It was always great. You see comics that would tense up because they're like, oh, man, a mom is in the room tonight.
The LA Times says it's a must-see show. Preach Improv. So did Red Eye Chicago Reader and a whole lot more, folks. What's the Steppenwolf show coming up?
Yes. Steppenwolf has a lookout series in their 1700 space, which is, if you see it off of Halsted, it will be 1700 North Halsted, and it will say Front Bar, and there's a bar attached to a small black box theater, and that theater is specifically for hosting shows of new talent and just searching throughout the city and across the country of people who are submitting and saying, hey, my, we have a specific, you know, choir that's in this state, or we have like Doubt was just there by the Gift Theater, and now mm-hmm. we're bringing our spoken word improv. May 31st, 8 p.m. It's going to be an extremely exciting show. It's called Preach Presents the Cookout, and we want to bring summer love, even though we've been having weird weather. We want to bring some summer love to everybody early.
Is the cookout like the barbershop, just another place to tell it?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And specifically, I apologize, specifically, we'll be having it at a block party. That would be like the kind of like the base of where we'll be at. We'll always be going back to the grill, always be going back to the things that we are always reminded of every summer about love and care and communal fun that happens on those block parties.
Getting it done, taking care of, making sure kids have an outlet that they might not otherwise have. That's why you, my friend, Max Thomas, you are the most valuable person on the planet. Hold on, we must have something for you. Hold on.
I love communal fun.
Yeah, communal fun. I was in a band called Communal Fun.